Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87 of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87 of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89 of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Memorials may be made to the family or Grace Hospice. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89 of Boscobel. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Logan Miles Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca.